But what we do know is that people need help just keeping their heads above water right now. And so that's what this is for. And we know that this fund alone won't cover all of that. But if it can help somebody be stable and more secure while we ride this out, while we understand timelines, while we understand what employment benefits look like, while we understand the relief packages, that's what this is for. It's a bridge on a very long road ahead.
Who can apply for these emergency relief grants?
We have all of the eligibility guidelines are on our website, which we've created a special dedicated site for this campaign, and it's called IndyKeatsCreating.org. And if you go to the Apply for Funding page, it outlines all of the eligibility requirements. But it's any artist or individual who works for a small to mid-sized arts and cultural organization who has lost revenue, who has lost their wages, who has lost income as a result of the pandemic. They need to live in Marion County or one of the seven surrounding counties. So this is a central Indiana fund. It's all disciplines. And then a staff of small to mid-sized nonprofits, arts and cultural organizations. And so those are staff that have been immediately impacted, or contract staff or freelance staff.
Will all of the grants be equal?
Yes. The goal is to get this support into the hands of recipients as quickly as possible. So if applicants meet the eligibility criteria, these rapid response grants are going to be a $500 grant.
Can the public help?
Absolutely. The Ephraimson Family Fund gave a matching grant, and so they provided $25,000 on top of their $50,000 lead support grant to match the first $25,000 that are contributed to the public fund. So we've created a GoFundMe page, and it's available off of that same website, so IndyKeatsCreating.org. We know that there are a lot of needs and a lot of concern right now, and everything helps. So we definitely appreciate any support that the public can give for our artists and our creatives and our arts organizations it's pretty scary right now.
Well, thank you for all that you're doing to continue the work and the uplift in the Indianapolis arts community, Julie.
Well, thank you.